Thoroughly chastened, Foldrig and Ruddle watched their friend disappear back into the tunnel. Setting his back full against the boulder, Sunflash lodged his paws into the walls on either side of him, his foot paws flat on the stone floor as he began to push. Muscles bunching and sinews strained, he concentrated all his mind on defeating the mighty boulder jammed squarely into the passage. The powerful jaws clenched vice-like, and froth bubbled around his lips as he strained, veins bulging and claws scarring deep into the rock walls. There was a slight creak, and dust powdered from the boulder edges to mingle with the sweat dripping from Sunflash's muzzle. Straining and pushing even harder, the badger shut his eyes tight as a red mist enveloped his senses. Then the four badgers were with him in spirit. His father, his mother, and both grandsires, speaking as in one echoing voice.
Through winter cold and summer heat, the badger lord knows not defeat. Point of spear or blade of sword, naught can stop the badger lord.
A thunderous battle cry ripped from the very depths of the badger's cavernous chest, and blood coursed through his frame in a torrent as he slammed his back into the boulder.
You lady!
The huge stone rolled forward free of its constraints. Lying stretched upon his back, Sunflash opened his eyes and watched as the boulder rumbled off down the passageway. Picking up speed on the slope, it boomed its way through the cavern, swerving around the corner of the otter's dwelling and crashing into the cascading curtain of the waterfall. Foldrig and Ruddle had heard the commotion. They dashed to the edge of the rocks, following the course of the noise.
Blister and barnacles, mate, look!
The boulder came catapulting out of the cataract's centre to crash into the stream below with a terrific splash. Foldrig and Ruddle danced about wildly on the rock's edge.
Oh, Bucko! Sunflash did it! I told you he would!
On the oath, messmate, I never doubted he would!
Sunflash cleansed himself of the dust and perspiration by taking a final refreshing shower beneath the green-gold, sunlight-laced waters of the falls. When he had washed, he stretched out to dry on the grassy bank of the stream below. Foldrig and Ruddle bounded up, both carrying travelling staves and bearing three haversacks of food. The badger sat up and shook himself.
And where do you two frogs' nightmares think you're off to, if I may make so bold to ask?
Ruddle answered for them both.
With you, of course, oh good-looking one.
Sunflash picked up his mace and one of the haversacks.
That's what you think. I'm not having two mud faces like you pair following me about and scaring off the birds.
Foldrig shouldered his haversack, grinning.
Belay that talk, Butterstripe. We're bound to go with you. You wear the sign of Furjack's Oak Den. We must follow it.